The Whalers left Lee Scratch Perry, kind of went out on their own a little bit, didn't seem to be making any inroads with their own label. So they were signed to Chris Blackwell's Island label. Chris Blackwell was a white Jamaican who moved to England, of course, had the Island record label. Everybody played on that. Traffic, I think the original Fairport Convention. I mean, all those great bands were on Island, but he knew that reggae music had a commercial potential, and he knew that Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and Bunny Wailer also had the charisma as well as the songs to maybe make reggae more than what it was kind of in England at the time, kind of a novelty. A bunch of silly reggae tunes were making the charts, but no one had put out a reggae album. They were all 45. So the Whalers, of course, sit down and bust out a tough ghetto sound, just no overdubs, everything live, really spare, but it's that solid roots reggae that you hear me play, and that's the reggae I love the most. And Chris Blackwell said, yeah, you know what? That's a little too dense for Western ears. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give it over and we're going to remix some things. So the first thing they did was fade down the bass a little bit, and then they invited a couple guys, session musicians from Nashville, Wayne Perkins on guitar and Rabbit Bundrick on clavinet and keyboards. And so those guys had been playing with Traffic. And so Chris Blackwell had the great idea to hook these guys up with the Whalers. And so they added this psychedelic guitar sheen and kind of like a really kind of country and Western keyboard sound that wasn't on the original. So let's give a listen to what that sounds like. I'm going to start you off with the Jamaican version of Stir It Up, and then we'll hear the remix. And when I come back at you at the bottom of the hour, I'll tell you what was different. Listen closely. Music appreciation. Sorry that I can't give you course credit. The Whalers, Jamaican mix, Stir It Up.